Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And we're continuing to work our way through the book of Philippians together. And today, we're taking a look at Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. In the previous verses, Paul has been sharing this impressive resume that he has built over the course of his life. He says that he was circumcised on the eighth day, that he was from the tribe of Benjamin, that he was a Pharisee, that he was a persecutor of the church. And most of what he says here, it doesn't really mean a whole lot to us in our modern context. We don't know what it means or the significance of being a part of the tribe of Benjamin or being a Pharisee. So what would the modern equivalent of Paul's resume be? It would be something like this, a full academic ride to an Ivy League school. They landed a top job at a top tech company right out of school. Recognized on the Forbes 30 under 30 list. They live on a private golf course and send their kids to the most elite private school. Like, this is the kind of guy that Paul was. He was a big deal. He was a success. And for years, he had placed his confidence in himself and his resume. And he assumed that God was impressed by his life, that God was impressed by his accomplishments and achievements. And he's saying to these believers, hey, if you think you have reason for confidence in yourself, well, look at me. But he's not giving us his resume to try and impress us. He's not bragging about how awesome he is, because look at the conclusion he came to in verse 7 and 8. He says, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. Paul says that which he valued most, that which he had placed his confidence in, he now considered loss. What he had spent his entire life trying to obtain and achieve, he says it no longer mattered. And for Paul, everything was tied up in this resume that he had built. It was his source of income. It was his social status and his reputation. It was his relationships. But what he thought mattered most was simply loss because of Jesus. You see, prior to meeting Jesus, Paul had been actively persecuting the church. He was having Christians arrested and having them killed. But one day, as he was traveling to the city of Damascus to have some other Christians arrested, he encountered the risen Jesus, the one that he was persecuting. And when he did, it changed everything for him. And he went from being an enemy of the church, an enemy of Jesus, to the greatest church planter who has ever lived. And he's impacted the Christian faith more than anybody else other than Jesus. And it's all because he came to know Jesus personally. And whatever had been gained to him before Jesus, he now considered loss. And then he finishes verse 8 by saying this, I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ. These things that he had worked for, they weren't just loss compared to knowing Jesus. He says that they were garbage. Meaning that they were meaningless, they were useless, they had no value or significance to him anymore. And he considered them lost, he considered them garbage in order to gain Jesus, to follow him. So the question I want to leave you with today is this: who or what have you placed your hope and trust in? Who or what have you placed your hope and trust in? For years, Paul had placed his hope and trust in himself and his accomplishments and his achievements and this resume that he had built. But when he finally met Jesus, he realized that he was the only one who could meet and fulfill the greatest needs of his heart. Who or what have you placed your hope and trust in? Let me take a moment to pray for us, and then I'll give you a chance to pray as well. So Lord, we just thank you for this reminder today that no matter what we obtain in life, no matter what we achieve, God, it is loss compared to knowing you. It has no value, no significance in comparison to knowing and having a relationship with you. We thank you, God, that you provide us with purpose and hope and joy, that you are the only thing in life that truly meets the needs of our heart, the needs of our soul. And so, Lord, help us today to place our hope and trust in you, to not look to ourselves and what we can do, but to look to what you have already done on our behalf on the cross by dying in our place and rising from the dead so that we can enter into a relationship with you, so we can be known by you and loved by you. It's in your precious name that we pray, and we ask these things. Amen.